Weyburn. The Weyburn Police Service, WPS, experienced another busy week, responding to approximately 100 calls during the week of June 5 to 11, resulting in a total of 16 charges. Of the charges, 3 were laid under the Criminal Code of Canada, 10 under the Traffic Safety Act, TSA, and 1 each under the Vehicle Equipment Regulations, VEER, Cannabis Control, Saskatchewan, Act, CCSA, and City of Weyburn Bylaws. 2 of the 3 criminal charges were in relation to individuals who either failed to appear in court as required or failed to comply with a condition of their release. On Monday, June 12, officers received a call from a local hotel employee advising of a shot fired. An occupant of a hotel room was nearly hit by a bullet fired through the wall from the next room. The hotel was evacuated and members of the Weyburn Police Service as well as the Joint Tactical Support Team, JTST, consisting of officers from both the Weyburn Police Service and the Estevan Police Service, responded. The matter was brought to a conclusion without further incident as 3 elderly adult males were identified as hotel occupants who had apparently accidentally discharged a rifle in their room prior to leaving the room to go for supper. The males didn't realize the bullet had went through the headboard in their room and made its way into the room next to them. The males were hunting gophers in a rural area earlier and didn't realize one of the rifles was still loaded when they were putting them away. All 3 males were charged for unsafe storage of a firearm, and 1 male was additionally charged for careless use of a firearm. The Weyburn Police Service is warning residents about a new type of scam involving a threat to circulate intimate photos or videos of a person that is digitally altered to appear as though it's them in the videos. The scammers obtain a photo of a person from their social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc., and then digitally alter it to make it appear like the person is engaged in an embarrassing sexual act. The scammer will send the pic, video to the person and threaten to circulate it to their friends and family unless they pay a certain amount of money. On Thursday, the Weyburn Agricultural Society hosted Agricultural Safety Days, which is aimed at students in grades 4 and 5. The event brings awareness of the dangers and safe practices on the farm. Const. Dallas Austin showcased helmet safety for bikes and ATVs. Approximately 200 students attended the event from Weyburn and surrounding schools. In the later hours of Saturday, officers were called to an apartment complex to assist EMS personnel with an injured male who had fallen from a height. Subsequent investigation revealed the individual is suspected to have been under the influence of an illicit drug and dove out of the second-story window. The male was treated on scene and transported to the Weyburn General Hospital for further care. Several property incidents occurred during the week, including thefts and mischief. Residents are reminded to remove valuables and lock their vehicles, and to report any vehicles or persons that seem out of place or suspicious. The Weyburn Police Service also responded to a variety of other calls including alarms, domestic disturbances, suspicious persons or vehicles, mental health concerns, requests to check on an individual's well-being, harassing communications, and calls relating to animals, parking, or other bylaw concerns. Anyone with information regarding one of these matters, or any other matter of a criminal nature, is encouraged to contact the Weyburn Police Service at 306-848-3250, the local RCMP detachment at 310-RCMP-7267, or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS-8477.